Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. I own Learburg with my wife, Cindy. And again, so I'll read this because it's a good question. This is a person that has a three-year-old female that's a little too reactive, a Malinois. Hi, Cindy. My three-year-old spayed Malinois is fear reactive. I have the course that Ed did on dominant and aggressive dogs. I also have Michael and Tyler's course about reactive dogs. My question is, she also does this reactive behavior at home, behind the fence, towards dogs and towards people. And of course, these dogs or people disappear after she acts like this, and it gives her a feeling of victory, which is true. How do I fix this problem? Because this is the behavior that she's also does outside of the house towards dogs and sometimes towards people when I have her out on walks. So, is my work that I'm doing with her outside for nothing? Is it just going to be that she can only be in the garden in the back of the house? I still think that she still reinforces herself with this behavior. So, Cindy's got good answers for it. She said, it's very difficult to work on a reactive behavior dog unless you can control the dog's environment at all times. And by that, she means 100% of the time. If you have a reactive dog and you're trying to fix that problem, you're not gonna fix it by letting it run around off leash in the front yard. You're not gonna fix it letting it be in the front room of your house, standing on the couch, barking at people outside. You have to control where you're allowing this dog to go. Cindy goes up on and says, every time she's reactive in the garden, you're correct. It reinforces the behavior that you don't want to see. Cindy says, when I'm out working with a dog like this, I won't put them outside without my direct supervision and a leash or a long line on that dog. Cindy says, I know this is not ideal or easy, but it's what dogs like this need to help them change their behavior. And that's absolutely the truth. It takes work to fix problems. These problems like this didn't happen overnight. And we have to keep this in mind, that dogs don't just one day wake up and become reactive in the front yard or barking through the window or bark when you're out walking around. We have allowed them to practice bad behavior. We've allowed them to get by with this. So, had this woman started to correct this from the very beginning, it could have been an easy process. But right now, this may take hundreds of training periods for the dog to learn this is not an acceptable behavior. And at some point, the dog's gonna have to get a correction. And I will interject here my opinion on what corrections are. The purpose of a correction is not to punish the dog. The purpose of a correction is to get a behavior change. If your correction is not strong enough for the dog to remember that correction, the next time that dog is in the same scenario, it repeats the bad behavior, your correction was not strong enough. So there you go. That's the Ed Frawley theory of correcting dogs. And I'll say it again. The purpose of a correction is not to punish the dog. The purpose of a correction is to get a behavior change. And that behavior change needs to be a long-lasting behavior change, or the initial correction wasn't strong enough.